Okay, folks, as most of you know, the Amron Intelligence Brief comes out on Mondays. This one is dated for last Monday, October 6th, almost a week old at this point. And I have a little announcement to say about this. We're going to make a small little change for the better, and let's see how that goes. So precedence is routine. Current AMCOM level is 4. All sources today are rated A1. Okay, folks, so I've made the decision to only report news rated A1. You see, we have entered the era of seventh-generation cyber warfare, and it is increasingly difficult to factor in authentic news sources that are consistent with the truth. I don't want to be part of some insidious loop news sandbox that can be questioned later. I do not want to spread mistrust by any means. I love my people, and I have your best interests deep in my heart. I can't have my circle of people coming back to me saying, "Oh, but Kimber said," that's not how it works, my friends, right? Stand by. There are news sources out there with full intent to emotionally charge their listeners for political or religious gain of control and manipulation. We must be wiser. Last week, I informed you all of the necessity to verify every bit of news you hear with multiple sources, not just one. I reported 2 news sources that were rated B2, then later went to verify that news and could not. I have had many sources and not one could confirm. Stand by. Now, I'm not saying to distrust Amron News and the Amron Intelligence Brief. I'm only saying that I have made the decision to only report the confirmed news that I can verify. I have a lot of training in this research and have partners of the same team. Mainstream media is set up to be the worst offender in this age of warfare, but it is necessary to scan for information, maybe if even to just to know what they are saying. Then you can go verify through your own multiple sources. Then we come to how important it is to stay connected with friends, family, and neighbors on the radio, right here. There may not be anything we can do to fix the world, the state, or even the next town or city over, but we can be there for our neighbors and communities and use this radio to get local, regional news that affects you directly. So go out there and do your best. Use a new technique called zero trust architecture. Be wise, my friends. Be vigilant, be kind, and charitable to each other. With that being said, here is the one source that I saved from last Monday. The source is Alerts USA. The rating is A1, which means reliable, absolutely no doubt, and confirmed. October 7th events support Hamas. Multi-city, quote, escalate for Gaza, unquote, protests were scheduled for October 7th, the second anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. There were risks of violence. My own 2 cents, I have heard of no violence during these protests except a mild clash with police in Berlin, Germany. And that's the end of this brief as I have it. Stand by. For more information on source rating, you can visit the Amron.com webpage. It's right on the main page. It's an article. You can see how Amron sources their news. Kind of a cool chart to have. Okay, let me get back over to the Channel 3 project. Stand by. All right, the current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Dave 101 Mechanic, and Rascal. Antelope Valley starts at 6:15 p.m. and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. Illinois Valley, Amron Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC net. All other Channel 3 check-ins are taking place right now. There are several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. There's also Cameron 644 and Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then you can step up and ask for Amron Channel 3 check-ins in your area. All you do is get on and ask for names and general locations and write them down. If you would like to give your tallies here, that's great. I would love to hear what you come up with. These are the people that will be able to help you in times of emergencies. The ham frequency, once again, is 146.420. Okay, this is Kimber. I'm standing by for any Channel 3 project numbers, then I'll close the net, followed by questions. God bless you all. God bless the Republic. And Roger, 746, are you there?
WRKJ 746, Roger. We're going to start out with GMRS-3, then we're going to go to MERS-3, then 146-420 for the ham operators. So let's go now to GMRS-3.
Thank you, Roger, and I'll be standing by here, you guys. I'm going to go do my Channel 3 checks, then I'll close the net. It's still directed net until I close it, so stand by, and I'll be here monitoring. WRKB 487.